Yani daf kimelan et beis Ravine berei de Rav Ula oma Hecher betan de geiles Aymedes legad orbeye Rav Yechanan had asked a kasha Aspir in Rav Yehuda Here Rav Yehuda holds that by an Oichlin by Oichlin is not Zeir of Mashkin Shesh Zavuk And here Rabbi Yochanan, here Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is an Isser of a Beye Shenelde Biyontif, Beye Shenelde Berishin, Teyachel Besheini, Biyontif Rishin, it is also. That was Rabbi Yochanan's Kash. Is Avine Bereid Rabula Oma, Hoche Betan Geulis, Aymedes Legadlo Beye. That paraisa that the Mishnah that says that it's also speaking about Atanagelus I made this Lagadal Bayim, Rabbi Yehuda Latai May, the Islay Muktzah. Rabbi Yehuda holds is an Isa Muktzah. Let us see Rashi. Ravine Bereid Rabula Oma, Rabbi Yehuda Ad Rabbi Yehuda Meikorelei Tikshi. The whole Kasha of Rabbi Yochanan finds sich nicht da. The hard the comma bishani in Berishin loy by medes lebeim comma. We're speaking about a tanagelus that said the stacket is not zeir of mashkin shazavu. And it's speaking about a medes lebeim, umishum mukze, v'loy mishum mashkin shazavu. That it's also alts mukze, the tanagelus is mukze. So the afenchens knife, and so the bay is noilet. So in Rabbi Yehuda Latayme, so that's so the kasha of Rabbi Yechanan finds sich nicht da. Meisvei, now we had a few mandi yomrim that explained the reason why a beish and elder beyond the vizosa. Meisvei, so the gemara is a kasha. Echad beish and elder b'shabbos, ve'echad beish and elder beyond the ein metaltle moisa. So, halacha number one, it tells us that just since it's also b'achile, so loses the shame machel. It's also b'tiltu, loy lechaseis bo esakeli. You can't be metaltu this beye to be mechase bo esakeli, to use it to as a cover of a keli. Loy lismich bo kare amite. You can't be metaltu it to be seimach kare amite. It's mukze. Avul koifa olea sakeli bishvil shaloiti shovel. One is permitted to cover this beye, which is mukze, with another keli, bishvil shaloiti shovel. Let us devour Sirashi before we go further. Meisvei ahanach amayroi kamoi de aflugi de iflug betaimed de beisilu de masnisin. That they explain the reason why a bay is also, there's a machloikis, between them why a bay is also, so we're going to ask a kasha on these amiroi. Lachaseis bo es akeli, pi tzluchis, you have a tzluchis, so a bay will be sufficient to cover the mouth of the tzluchis. Lismach bo, he wants to be seimach kare yamite, zoikvo kineget chudo, he puts it up, with the sharp side of the egg on the top, the same bo, and he can best carry a meat on it. Avol koifa oleho, but this he's permitted to do. What is the chiddush? Va'avol gav dehi eina nitelas, even though one is not permitted to be metaltal the beye, metaltal mesakeli litzeircho, but one may metaltal a keli shel heta, Litzayrech the Dover Hamukta. What is the Chiddush? La Fukim is the Rabbi Yitzchak. The Oma Enkli Nitl Elo Le Dover Hanitl B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yitzchak, Mesech the Shabbos as a Gevaldike Chumre, that one is not permitted to be Metaltal a Keli Litzayrech Dover Hamukta. So here it says Nitazai. Here it says one is permitted to be Kaifo Leos a Keli. V'iyu muki lo b'tzorech limkoymai shel keli. Rabbi Yitzchak, the Gemara Taka asks the Kasher Rabbi Yitzchak from this Beraise. And he answers it speaking about Shetzorich Limkoimai Shal Keili. It's speaking about that he needed the place where the Keili was. So it states a Gevaldike Chiddush, we'll see in Tosfos, that the Chiddush is as follows. That Be'emison, the Keili Mitzad Atzmoi is a Kli Shemalachtai Laheta. It's a Keili. But there's an Issa of Tiltul, Now it would seem Bachsame from Rashi and Beya that the whole Isser of Tiltul is the lifting of the Keili. One is not permitted to lift a Keili, but if I have to lift it because I need the place of the Keili, that's not considered a Tiltul. It was lifted for a different purpose. After it's lifted, it's in my hand already. Now I'm moving it. Now I'm moving it, so Memele, so now there's a, that is not called Tiltul Mukze. The moving of the Keli after it is in my hand, after it was lifted already, that doesn't go into the Issa. Let us see Taisvis. Avul Koyfel Le Keli, Perish Rashi, the Mahach Bereise Porechosam Le Rav Yitzchak De Omar De Enkli Nitul Ela Le Dover HaNitul. So how is he permitted to lift up the Keli? How is he permitted to lift up the Keli Le Tzorech HaDover HaMukze? V'utiris B'Shetzorech Limkayma. So he answered that it's speaking about that it was lifted not for that purpose. It was lifted because he needed the place where this Keli is resting. And that when he carries it further, after it's lifted already, that's no problem. Umikan poiskin, the ha de kaimalon, the dovo shemalachtoi le isa, also, Mikan poiskin, and from here they paskin, the hod the kaimelon, the dovo shemalachte le isa osa. Ve'enai, let's add, there's a vav here, well, let's add a vav, and we'll also le taltal. Ve'enai ela davke, when is it also le taltal? Ve'enai ela davke, she'enai le tzerech gufei ela tzerech mekaimai. Havel tzerech gufei ela tzerech mekaimai shari. Im hischil, the vav of ve'im doesn't fit in, and there would be go very good the ve'ina. Im hischil le tautaloi, bishvil she tzorich le gufoi oilem kaimoi, mutala lichai afilu bechedra im yirtze. Doch hazine in hocha, toil ve tzorich le kaimoi le gufa keili kefei ala beye. So Tosfos says, from here we can learn out, tachsach me the ma'am shif mutchitzich, the lashon of Tosfos does not flow. But if the vav of ve'im will be put on ve'enoi, then the Tosfos flows very well. So Tosfos is saying that just like there's a halacha, that a kli shemalachti le'isel, that the only heter tiltul is l'tzeirich gufi l'tzeirich mekoimai. So if it was lifted up already, l'tzeirich gufi l'tzeirich mekoimai, so that was a tiltul. Tiltul seems the iser is the lifting. The netila is also. One is not permitted to be neutral, a keli, only let's say gufi let's say mekayim. The minute was lifted already, so memele the moving of it later does not fall into the issa. The Loshen of Rashi in Shabbos, Taf Mem Gibul, V'tzorch L'mokoymoi, L'shtamish B'moke Makeli. U'mitoich She'yochel Litloi, L'tzorech Mekoymoi, since he's permitted to lift it up, L'tzorech Mekoymoi, Meilichai L'mokim She'yirtze, so now that he lifted it up already, he could be meilich it wherever he wants. The problem is the netila, the lifting. That's the problem. So if it was lifted for a tzairich, so now it's not called tiltum muktzah, it's called moving the muktzah after it was lifted already. So this is permissible. Now let us go further to the Baraisa. Avol koife, usveike asur. Now what if there's a suffix, if this beye was noilet beyontif, or noilet bechol? I don't know when it was noilet. So it's also, mimnis arva be'elef, another aloche. What happens if this beye became mixed up with 1,000 other beyim in yontif? It's also askulon asuris. All of them are also. Now the Gemara is going to try to figure out the reason of this halacha that sveika asura. Is bishloime le rabbe da oma mishum hachonem. According to rabbe, the rabbe says that the reason that a beye is also, beye is a shenelet beyontev is also, al tzachone vechina se sheyeviu, kol beye did neilet hayoim, is nigmara me esmael, so it was muchen let's say it was a yontav acha shabbos, a shabbos acha yontav, so male to eat the bayas and it's on the rice. Now we have a sofik. Was it born hastis? Let's say it's shabbos acha yontav. We have a sofik. Was it born in shabbos? Or was it born in Yontif? If it was born in Yontif, it's on Yosem Midar Abona. If it's born in Shabbos, it's also Minatoyre. Habis Veike Diyaraise, so it's a Sofik. I have a Sofik, so it's a Sofik Diyaraise, it's also Minatoyre. V'chol Sveike Diyaraise L'chumrem. So therefore, you're not permitted to be metaltalit. Therefore, you're not permitted to be metaltal. Or let us make a little better the shaila. He says, you have Shabbos after Yontif. It's a suffix if it was, no, it's no good. There's a problem over here already. There's a problem. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi, we'll understand why it is osa. It says, sveike is osa. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi, Sofik is also because it's a Sofik d'iraisa. Because Hachon is also min ha-teire. So Memel, it's a Sofik d'iraisa. So the Rashba asks a kasha, the Marsha asks a kasha, Afilu according to Rabbi, it's only a Sofik, it's only a d'iraisa if it was Shabbos acha yontef, yontef acha Shabbos. Aber beye shenildo b'shabbos alone, not Shabbos acha yontif. So it's only osami de rabbonon. So it's weiter a sofik de rabbonon. So why like rabbi is it good? This kasha the rajbe and the marsha is. So the rajbe and marsha both answer that will save shat in the baraisa that speaking about Shabbos acha yontif. Speaking about Shabbos acha yontif, so then it was noilet b'Shabbos, so it's also min ha-teire. So that's why it's sveike d'iraisa. But then I don't understand what is pshat? It means what are the two tzadim? If it was noilet in Shabbos, it's also min ha-teire. If it wasn't noilet in Shabbos, so it was noilet in yontif, so it's also min ha-rabbonim. So, I mean, where is there, it's also the total, what, it's also, not al sveike d'araisa l'chumre, I mean, man of shech it's also. I mean, if it's noilad in Shabbos, it was also, if it was noilad in Yontif, it was also. So why do you have to say, it's also al sveike d'araisa? If it was noilad in Yontif, so then it'll be, if it was noilet in Yontif, so then it should be mutter, it was noilet in Yontif, so that's the Gemara later. No, Malta, okay, We have the Gemara later that values. Neilad in Yontif, so now in Shabbos it should be Mutter. Shabbos it should be Mutter because there was Neilad yesterday, and today it should be Mutter. The Gemara says, if you hold Achana the Rabbi, it's also Osa. Okay, it's a little problematic over here. L'chayr al p'cheshben, it should be good. Al p'cheshben, if it was Neilad in Yontif, so then it should be Mutter in Shabbos because it's only also midarabonim. And it's only also that day, so the next day it should be mutter. But the Gemara says later in Itazoi that if you hold achonah the rabbi, it's taka also on Shabbos also. And Taisus Mutter says, why it's also on Shabbos? But, that's Yosef Das, Yosef Machab. But L'chay Reis is not knowing the Gemara further than Avdalid, we'll say that's the subject. Would be Neilad in Yontiv, some Meile, it should be mutter on Shabbos. Because it was Neilad yesterday, now it's Shtei Kedushas, so Mamele, so it was Neilad yesterday, today it should be Mutter. But maybe it was Neilad in Shabbos. Now this is a Sofik Deraisa. So Sofik Deraisa, Luchumre. So according to Rabbi, it's very good, by Sveik is also. Elo le Rav Yosef, le Rav Yitzchak. The Omri Mishum Gzeirim. But according to Rav Yosef, Rav Yitzchak, they said that the whole time also. It's only also als gzeire, it's gzeire mishem mashmish azobu, gzeire mishem perish anoisrim. So now, if it was, there's a Sofi case, it was neilad in yontav, or neilad in yom chayl. So it's a Sofi derabona, b'chol sveike derabona lekula. So the Gemara went down the list, that means how do we understand this baraisa? According to Rabba, we'll understand it, it's a sveike deraisa. According to Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef, it's a tzveike de Rabbana. So how do we understand this bereis? The Zakashe, we have another mandiyama. We have Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman was the first Amoyre that started off Asugye. He said, it's also out, speaking about a Tanagoylish, a Medis, Legadal Bayim. And it's also out, Neule, Mukze. So my male, why did the Gemara ask Akasha and Rav Nachman also? Why did the Gemara the money only ask some Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yosef? So let us just see for 1 minute the Marsha. The Marsha asks this Kasha. There's a very Yisaidistic Marsha and a Yisaidistic Kani Re'im on this Kasha. Zok the Marsha. The Dibra Maschel is next to the last Marshon that Gimel Amad Beis. Hela Rav Yosef, or Rav Yitzchak, Domi Mishum Gzeire, Sveike de Rabbonin. Avo, Rav Nachman, the Omar Mishum Mukze, Leiporech, the Mukze, Chamire, Vahave, Kein de Yeraise, Kisofik, Buchen, the Osa, Le Kamon, Mitaisus Yishon. So now he says that muktzes epsazoi, he says they were masmech the isa muktze and stame vehechinu that it has to be muchen mi ba'oid yoim bedatoi liishtamish mimenu. So memele, and so they gave it a dinner with their eyes. So according to Rav Nachman, there wouldn't be a problem. So teis v'sishon. Let us see the kani re'im. So the Kanei Eim says a Gabaldike Iluyis. The Raike Chazoke the Hashtohu the Yolta. He says, but Emerson, if I have a Sofik, it was the Bayan Neulad, let's say it's Neulad B'Shabbos. So Sofik is, was it Neulad B'Shabbos for Erev Shabbos? So there's a Cheskes Haguf, that means if I don't know when it was Neulad, so you say that that's the gather of Chazokas. I say what the matzah was before continues till I know that there was a change. The din of Chazokah is that you do not assume that something changed till you know that it changed. That's the din of Chazokah. I say nothing changed. And now, Erev Shabbos, let's say the Shkia was 8 o'clock. So 6 o'clock in the afternoon, I know Klo, the Bayer was Bimei and Tamagoylus. Now, I don't know what the matzah was 8 o'clock. So I tell on Chazokas. I say 6 o'clock was on Chazokas. 6 o'clock was b'me'at on the Goylis. So Mestama 7 o'clock was also b'me'at on the Goylis. 8 o'clock. I mean, Kol's man, you don't know. You tell on Chazokas. Mestama, you tell on the Cheskas Agus. So Mestama the Beya was in the town of Goylis 8 o'clock. So Mestama it was Noila. I see now at Beya. So I say that the latest time possible. So Mestama was. I came now 10 o'clock at night. I see the Beya. So Mestama was Noila a minute ago. So Mestama was nailed in Shabbos. So Lacheret, it's a skol poshet. The Raike Chazaka the Hashti the Yoda. So Lacheret, that's why it should be also zichen nailed in Shabbos. Ella the Ike leheper. So what's the kasha and Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzchok? This Chazaka tells me. So Sabi the Rabbanon with a Cheskas Agur. Aladike leheper cheskas heter bimeimok k'mayshekosu atoisus k'ein ze bechulun daf yedbeis. He says, "Abul idak kise." We're speaking about atanegoyle shemedes lishochet. So then we have a fakel tachazoke. That means kol zman it was bimei hatanegoyles. You were allowed to eat it. It was aimed lachila because bimei hatanegoyles was aimed lachila. Now, when it's noilid, it becomes osalt mashkin shezovo, it becomes osalt peres anoisrim, obo kozman, so memele. So now the shaila is, did it become osa al yedei haleide? Did the leide aser it? So you tell something on chazokes. So I say, just like bimei imoy, it was mutter, so mestama the leide didn't aser it. So cheskas heta will tell me it was born erev Shabbos. Because I'll say it's remain mutter. Because I don't want to change the matzav of the beya. It was mutter. Kozman, it was b'meyim, but it was mutter. So b'meyla, so it's still mutter. So the cheskas heter will tell me that Mestama was born before Shabbos, that it remained mutter. Because b'meyim, it was mutter. Cheskas haguf will tell me it was born in Shabbos. So you have a cheskas haguf, that's menaged a cheskas heter. So, b'chvayter asofik. So, memela, so it's asofik, and it's asofik to Rabbonon. So, Gemara says, you should be meikel. But according to Rav Nachman, abo botan the goylis legadol beyim gam b'meyimo yasurom. B'meyimo, but atan the goylis legadol beyim was mukta when it was b'meyimo. So, ike chazoke da hashtahu di yoda v'leikoshamidi l'Rav Nachman v'avei. This is according to Rav Nachman, so speaking about Atana Geulah, Shemedes Legadol Beyim. So when there was Bimei Imoy, Kozman, there was Bimei Imoy, it was also to eat. So Memeles of Akelsi, if two Chazokes that tells me that it's also, the Cheskes Aguf tells me that it was Noilad later, the Chazokya of the Talmud Goylis tells me, since when it was B'meya Talmud Goylis, the Shaila is the delay the creator heta. If I can't about Kozman, it was B'meya Talmud Goylis. Kozman was B'meya Goylis, so the Maise, it was Oymed Liyasa, it was also because it was Mukta. So Memeles, so therefore, according to Rav Nachman, you have to say the Chiddush of the Marsha, that mukze has it's chomer, it's like a sofik de reise. Now you could say a fellow mukze is a rabbonon, but here you have a mukze with two, you have a isa de rabbonon with two chazokes, which are telling us that the lady did not bring about a heter. It's the losser. So mel according to Rav Nachman, b'chol is not shver. According to Rav Yitzchok and Rav Yosef, so there you have a cheskas aguf that says that it's osur, a cheskas heter says that it's mutter. So memela sabach weiter al sofik. In fact, the Gemara should be mutter al sofik to rabon on lohok. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the kasha is on Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzchok. Amalei sefer ason l'sofik treifer. So the Gemara says, now that it says sveika asura is not speaking about the same case of the beginning of the Barais. The beginning of the Barais is speaking about the sofik it was noilid beyond the sofik was not noilid beyond the taka sofik the rabbona. And there were taka be mutum kosavik the rabbanu lahotu. Or the sefer, since we're speaking about beyim, so want to speak about another beyim. A beyim which was noilat from a treife. A beyim which is noilat from a treife is also min atoireti. It's yaitse min osar is also. We learn out from a posik that whatever tziron veroitvan with is yaitse min atome is tome. So memele, so a beyim that's noilat from a treife is also min atoireti. And now it's a suffix, let's say one of the two. Either it's speaking about, I had two Talmagoylus in front of me. One I know was a Vadei Treife, one was not Treife. And now I see a Bey, and I don't know which Talmagoylus was Matel this Bey. So it's a suffix Treife. Or the Miri says another case, that I have one Talmagoylus, and I got a Zetz on the head, and I don't know if I made a Nekev B'moyach, or didn't make a Nekev B'moyach. So right, so it's a Suffolk treife and it had a beye. So this is beye is nailed from a Suffolk treife. So my mail is, so there, you're not allowed to, it's awesome, you're not there. Frag the Gemara, Ihochi, if that is the case, Eimo Seife. So let us see this, you're telling me that it was speaking about now that the beginning of the Baraisa is speaking about a Muktzah, a Yont of the Keshaila. And now we're talking about Yeredei the Keshaila, that's a Suffolk Treife. Yochi Eime Seife, Nisarva Be'elef, and this Bey became Nisarva Be'elef, Kulon Asurais. I Amret Bishloime, Suffolk Yontef, Suffolk Choyl, if you'll say that the whole Barais is speaking about Suffolk Yontef, Suffolk Choyl, Havadovo, Sheyeshloi Matirin. So then we understand why it doesn't become botu, because it's a dova shiesh lematir, b'chol dova shiesh lematir mafilu be'elof lei botu. So that's why it doesn't become botu. Ali amrit sofik treifim, dova she'en lei matirin him. But if it's a sofik treifis, it's a dova she'en lei matirin. So viti botu berube, so why doesn't it become botu? Yeah. Like the Miri, before we see Rashi, the Miri asks Akasha, what's the problem? Let us say a beye is a berye, and a berye doesn't become bottle. As I frek the Miri Akasha. So the Miri says on this Kasha two terutzim. He brings down a gida. Nosh is called a berye. This is also a berye. So he says two terutzim. He says the whole shivas of a berye is only if it's also machmas atzmoy. That means this alone is a sibes is a gid anoshe. So a gid is a heftzed isure. So a gid doesn't become bottle. There's a shivas doesn't become bottle. If a beye shall treife, the beye alone is there's nothing wrong with the beye. It's not also mitzad atzmoy. No, it's a yoytze min a treife. So my mail, it's also, because it's a yoytze. So that means, when does a berye not become bottle if the sibis or iser is out this berye? So my mail, that's called a berye, that's called a dover choshev, that doesn't become bottle. But the berye mitzad atzmai doesn't have any isurim. The iser is mitzad, because it's yoytze min a oser. So my mail, that doesn't have a chshivis of a berye. He's saying the chomer that a berye doesn't become bottle if that a tafke if the iser is mitzad the berye, not mitzad the barache. And he says another teretz could be the whole shivas of a berye is tafke a berye this by neshome, but a berye the chlal doesn't have a shivas of a berye. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi. Sveike shall zu asura, cause alka daitach sofik nil da biyontiv, sofik bachil asura biyontiv. Sofik terabonon hi. Da filu vadai mishim gzeiru. Da filu vivadi nil da biyontiv zon yosol gzeiru di itsev. Chavle sveike, ave sofik bimidi da osami da rabonon. So, gmore ente, das ping me le sofik treife, Sofik, there the Mitalnagoyla Streife, so Sofik came from a Talnagoyla Streife, the love beyond Tevkoi. How does a Treife come in? Why did I rebisser Beyin? Arinami Bo. So So the Gemara says, Bishloime, if you wouldn't tell me this teretz, you tell me it's speaking about a Veishanul the Beyontiv. So that's a dove, which is a matirin. Shiyachal och le'ache yontiv behet gomom. Knidir ache yontiv behet gomom afilu be'elof le'bot. Rashi v'afal gavdim midveraise chad v'trei botu. That is a klal of chad v'trei botu of sivachi rabim lahatais. Ach merabona. Hoyu v'yesh le matirin la'achazman. Since after yontif it will be muta. La yechlenu be'iser al yidei bitl. So therefore one should not eat it be'iser al yidei bitl. Wait till tomorrow, and it'll be mutter legamri. Be yeheter gomel. Eichlenu be isser al yedei bitl. Now we have to understand this. L'chayre the din of bitl beroyv is alumdes that the isser is nishapach li yeheter. There's a din bitl. What's that? Leichlenu be isser. Leichlenu be isser al yedei bitl. I'm not eating it be isser. It's that you laugh. The din of bitl beroyv. If it will never become mutter, so you're not allowed to eat it. That's the din. Bittel b'roiv, it becomes mutter. You're allowed to eat it. That's called I'm eating a be'iser. So what is pshat over here? Le'echlenu be'iser. You should wait. There'll be a heter gomo. Rabbi Chanan, Mekayim et Shmuas, Amod Mamatziye, says a beautiful yisod. Rabbi Chanan says the din of bitl b'roiv, that Isser becomes bottle b'heter. He says, the sibas ha'Isser never becomes bottle. Now the suffix makes that papoyo one should be permitted to eat it. And let us explain this a little. It means like this, if you have, let's say, Napere chabe trei botl. I have three pieces of meat. I have three chunks of meat, each are kezayis. One is nevele, and two are kshere. Did this, you're allowed to eat it? I asked the rabbi, you're allowed to eat it? Yes, botl b'roif, you're allowed to eat it. Fine. Now someone goes and he says, this is the nevele de kemit. This was nevele, he recognized, this is nevele de kemit. Not eat it anymore. What happened? So pshat is because the bittel did not make it a nevela. It's a nevela. But kolzman, it's not niker. I don't know where the nevela is. So there's a heter to eat the nevela. But now it's also nevela because if it's not nevela now, so became a nevela. So if he tells me this is nevela, but it became mutter ready. Bittel does not take away the sibasi. It is still a nevela. It's a nevela. But the Torah says if it's bottle and you don't know where it is, there's roiv, there's a tarubis, and there's roiv, so you're permitted to eat the issa. The pshat is the Torah, the matzav of safik is matter the achilas ha'issa. Abba Chanan brings another gevaldike ha'ore. What is the din? Let's speak about our case. We have here three pieces of meat. One of them was nevela, two were kshere. So we say, you're allowed to eat all three pieces of meat. Bottle. The nevela became bottle. Now what'll be, I'll take now, another piece of nevela will fall in. What happens now? Tomenish Essen. Chayzavaniya. So what's a chayzavaniya? It became bottle. You have three pieces of mutter to give me. The minute ago you told me I'm allowed to eat all three pieces. It's mutter. And then a piece of nevela falls in, and pshat is that now it's chayz of a nir, everything becomes also. So that's proof that bittel never takes away the sibba seisa. The sibba seisa means if it's a nevela, there's always a nevela. No, the matzav of suffik, I mean, since I don't know which is the nevela, and it finds itself in a teruvis haroi is matter bepoil to eat the isser. That's right, but it's an isser, it's nevela. The sapach li yisata means bepoil, you're permitted to eat. An isser you're not allowed to eat. An isser that's not nicker and is misarev b'roiv heter, you're allowed to eat the isser, but it's isser. Never became heter, or became mutter to eat, but it never became heter.
So Memele, so Chazal said, that, no, so that's the thing, but you'll have to eat it, ain't a chanami. So Chazal said, but if you have an opportunity, tomorrow be het a gomel. Tomorrow it's going to be not only a het a bepoyalty. Tomorrow it's going to be that it's going to be het a gomel. So there's a svara, asha techlenu beisar, so why should you eat it now when there's still a sibis isar on it? Wait till tomorrow that there won't even be a sibis isar, but you have to go. That is how Rashi learns pshat in the lomdis of Dovor sheyesh lematirim einei bato. There's a famous Ran in the Dorim. Ran in the Dorim, Daf Nun Beis, says another pshat in Gansu. Ran in the Dorim says that there's a machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Chachomim if min b'minoy is bottle or ain't a bottle. Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'minoy ain't a bottle. And the makir of Rabbi Yehuda is, says, v'lokach midam apor, midam asoyer, v'yidaboy l'shem ha-kipurim, they mixed up the dam apor and the dam asoyer. So Rabbi Yehuda said, yadua shedam apor merube midam asoyer. So why is it called dam asoyer? The dam asoyer should become bottle to the dam apor. It's arev b'roi. Should be called dam apor. So he say min b'mina ain't a bottle. That shita's Rabbi Yehuda. So the Ran says, the Emerson Rabbi Yehuda is saying adava hamuskim. It's very understandable that min b'mina is ain't a bottle because be'etzem the if it's the same means, so one is mechazik the other one. It's not bittel pas if you have two opposites. If you have two opposites, so one is makrish the other. But if you have both are the same, so mehechitesi, so one is mechazit the other. Not, there shouldn't be a din bittel. We hold that min b'minei does become bottle. So what do we hold? So the Ran says, amoyre de kolomdis. The Ran says, let's go back to our three pieces of meat. One piece was nevela and two pieces are kshere, so even though the context of the meat, both meat, they're all steaks, the three piece, the three kazesim of a steak, so it's min b'minay, but the iser and heter are considered min b'shene minay. That means the iser, the halachis, which are on the mutadik, this is mutadik meat, and this is also the kameet. So Issa Beheta makes a mean b'shayne minoy. In halacha it's ain't a minoy. This is mutan, this is also. So in Yesod we also hold that mean b'mine can't become bottle. But we hold Issa Beheta is mean b'shayne minoy. Because even though the all three are steak, about kaponim, this is Issa Beheta, so it's mean b'shayne minoy. Zoktera. But what will be if you have a dovo sheyesh loy matir? What's a dovo sheyesh loy matir? If you have something that tomorrow it also become mutter. So the Rabbonon said that you can't consider this iser beheter because this iser will also become mutter tomorrow. So this iser has a taste of heter in it already. It's a potential heter. So lechumre has a din of heter beheter. It has a din of min beminoi. It has a din of min beminoi. So mamela lechumre doesn't become bottle. Davo sheyesh loy matire means lechumre, the tzad, the potential heter that it has, makes it mean keilu, it's minoy to the heter, want to be mevatle to. Issa beheter is something that will always be also. So mamela, so that's to mean him. This is also la'ilam, this is muta la'ilam, so that's considered to mean him. So issa becomes bottle beheter. Masha Enkein, an Issa, which is a potential heter, which will become butter, so Memele, so this is a, this, Dovo Sheyesh Loi Matirim, so this is a din of heter beheter, so it's Mamish Min Beminoi, so it doesn't become butter. Agavuchet is a beautiful word from the Tam HaMelech, and Hilchus Chometz HaMatzeh. Tam HaMelech says this, Rabbi Kivege says this, the machlokes harishonim, tachshav mitzvah Rambam and a Mordechai, if chometz is called a davo sheyesh lo matirim or not. The Rambam says chometz is a davo sheyesh lo matirim. Chometz is a falls on Pesach, and a tarubis is yesh lo matirim, if the Pesach will be mutter. The Mordechai says that chometz is not called a davo sheyesh lo matirim because next Pesach is going to again become also. This is the Mordechai. So it's not called a davo sheyesh lo matirim. Next Pesach become us. So the Tam HaMelech and Rabbi Kevega both explain what's the Machloikis. He said the Machloikis, the Mordechai and the Rambam, the Machloikis, the Ran and Rashi. According to Rashi, the longest of Dovah Sheyesh Le'Matirim does not become bottles because why should you be Soimech on this heter of Bittul if still the Isser is still Kayim? Wait till that Isser will fall off. So the Melech so says, Chometz is a davar sheyesh lo matirim. Wait till after Pesach. Next Pesach will can become also. First game on the next Pesach will be also. But after Pesach, you can, there won't be any Issa Chometz. So wait till after Pesach. So the Melech so it's sicha called a davar sheyesh lo matirim. The Mordechai held like the Ran. The Mordechai held like the Ran. So he said, when do we find such a chumre that we said davar sheyesh lo matirim? Has a din of heter beheter, has a din of min bemin, and it doesn't become bottle, that is dafke, if eventually become mutter legamri. But if it has in itself the kesedik koyach isa, the isa is always chayze benia. It's pesach, it's chayze benia, the isa. So lemaisa, so this already does not have a din of min beminoi. This is a din of min besheina mina, isa beheter. So therefore it will become bottle. Al Koponim, the Gemara said, that means if we will say that the whole Barais is speaking about that there was Neilud Biyontev, so then we'll understand why Nisarim Be'el of Leibotul, because it's a Dovo Sheyesh Leimatirim. But if you'll tell me that it's speaking about a bayit reife, a bayit reife lechayrim should become bottle. The davar shein lematirim should become bottle. Al yamrit sofik reife, the davar shein lematirim neviti bottle berubim. V'chitaim abaya chashuv v'loy bottle. Ayel, tell me, Abayis Choshev, Vulay Botlom, what's the Cheshivis of Abayim? Because it's a Dovel Shebeminyan, we'll see soon what that means. Hanich Laman, the Yoma, Kol Shedarke Limonai Sheninu. So it's very good. So Abayis Darke Limonai, Elaman, the Yoma, Eshedarke Limonai Sheninu, Maikala Meima. Now, let us just jump the gun. We'll explain what this machlokes is. There are certain things that are not choshuv, and when they are sold, they're sold ba'oimed. They're not, that it means the person is not medayik, how much. For example, a person sells a bushel of tomatoes. So a bushel of tomatoes, you don't count the tomatoes. A bushel of something is, it's a bushel of tomatoes. A tomato less, a tomato more. You won't make it or break it. So people sell, so it's volume, this is a bushel. A little more, a little less doesn't make it or break. Now, eggs is a zoi. So the Meiri explains as follows. The most people, when they sell eggs, it's no b'sheva minyan. A dozen eggs, half a dozen eggs, it's already, eggs seems have a chashivis, and they're chashiv, so we won't just give you a pot full of eggs, which we won't know exactly how much we're selling it to you. We're selling you an amount. You pay for each egg a certain amount. That is the stam b'nei oda. He says if you have a shirim, and they're selling eggs, by them, you it's not a gewaldike zach. So maybe they could sell you boimed also. They could sell you a case full of eggs without, and now we know each case how many eggs there are in it because there's a place for each egg. We have holes, so we know, but I'll kopon him, but, bizman chazal, there was no such thing. Al Kaponim, they sold them a case of eggs without counting over each egg. So an egg is as follows. It's dalkei limonis. That means there are people in stam b'nei odom take won't sell it without counting it, but the ashirim will sell it ba'imit. That means more or less, if there's so many eggs, they'll sell it without counting exactly how many the eggs is. So this is a machlokes. You see, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Is this called a davar choshev and does not become bottle? Or is not considered a davar choshev because there are other people who sell eggs without counting the exact amount. Now let us see, right? Let us see the Gemara. V'chitayim abeya choshev v'loi botlo. You tell me abeya choshev v'loi botlo. Honich laman yom akol shadaki limon ishaninu. That as long as the derech is of some people, of certain people, of stam b'nei odom to count it, that's sufficient to give it a chshivis. That's very good. El l'man v'yoma es shedal kilimonos. That means it's miyuchid l'minyan, that it will not be sold by anyone without counting it. So then an egg doesn't fall into this category. So then it should become bottle. Ma'ika l'meimau. So then why doesn't it become bottle? This not. We learned a mission that says as follows. Mi shaho yuloi chavile tilson. Tilson is a type of a legume that was used as a spice. Chavila was dasme, there was 25 in a chavila. A chavila was a dova choshub. Mi shaho yuloi chavile tilson shel kila yakerem. Yidoleiku. So memele, so it's a klai kerem is asabano pentukadesh, you burn it. Nis alvu bacheres vacheres bacheres. What if this chavila of tilson got mixed up with other tilson? Kulon yidaleiko. Divrei Rameyah. So Rameyah holds that we'll see the chavila is a davar shadalke limonis. So memeila, so it's a davar choshev, so it's not bottle. The chachamim oimrim yalu ba'achas umosai. The chachamim hold that it's not considered a davar choshev. And therefore, the sheer bitful of klayakerem is achas umosai. That means if the klayakerem, there's 200, Keneged the 200 of Heta, Keneged the Klaya Kerem, so we have 200 Chavilas of Tilson, and one Chavila of Klaya, of Tilson of Klaya Kerem, for Linted, it becomes bottle. Doesn't even didn't have a double choshev. Shoyer Ameya Oimer, Eshedarke Limnois Mekadish, that's something that's darke Limnois, you don't sell it Ba'oimid, you count it. So Memele, so that doesn't become bottle, and Mekadish, it asses the whole Taruvis. V'chachomim ha'imrim eini mekadish, darke limnes alone does not give it a chshivis that it shouldn't become bottle. Elo shisha dvorim bilvat. There are shisha dvorim, which are dvorim chshuvim mitzad atzmon, and they don't become bottle. Habekiva ha'imar shive, there are 7 dvorim. Ve'elo hein egoize perech v'imoidim badon. Rashi says Perech and Badon are places, but these were the mean of the Meiri explains in the mean of a Goyzim and the mean of a Rimoinim. This was the Mufchar of that mean. So Mel, this is Choshev. The Chavyei Stumais. If a person has a Chavyei Stumais of Yayin, this also. Miri explains that Chavyei Stumais means you have a barrel of wine which was sealed and never opened up. So the wine is a strong wine there. When you open it up already, it loses its strength. But Kozman, it was sealed with that never being opened up, so that's a very choshev wine. The Chilfei Tardin is the, Zman Chazal, the leaves of beets were very choshev, and this is chilufei tardin, a certain type of a leaf, with a different texture, the Meiri says. Vekilchei kruv, kruv is kale, K-A-L-E, which is also choshev, the last yevonis. So these are minim, which are choshev, and these don't become bottle.
Some of the davar shebeminyan becomes butter. Avikiva moisef av kikrei shabalabayis, kikrei shabalabayis also had a chshivis, there were large kikreis, the nachtumi used to sell smaller kikreis, these were larger kikreis, they had a chshivis, doesn't become butter. Horoi la'ol la'ol, horoi la'klayakerem, klayakerem. So whatever iser it is, this iser will not become butter. Ve'itmer alo, and we learned, Amachloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, what is Pshat and Rameya? That Rameya says, Eshe darke limonais, as long as people don't sell it ba'oimid, they sell it, they count each one before they sell it, is Rabbi Yochanan, Oma Eshe darke limonais sheninu? Which means no one will sell it without counting it. As long as there are some people, Stam B'nei Odom, count it, even though the Ashirim don't count it, it also is Achshivis, and it's called Dovah Shebeminim, which doesn't become bottle. So, Hanichel, Rab Shimon Ben Lokish, according to Reish Lokish, it's very good. So, Abaye falls into this category. It's called Shedal Kelimnois. Most people count the eggs before they sell them. So that's why it doesn't become bottle. So we could say it's speaking about a beyat reife, and it doesn't become bottle because it's kosher dark elimnes. But according to Rabbi Yochanan says you need esher dark elimnes, an egg doesn't fall into that category. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Nichla Mandiom Lekamon Kol Shadak Elimnei Sheninu. The Mishnas all look at Lekamon, the Loi Botel Mashme Kol Dovo Sheyesh Bnei Adam. There are certain people Hamakpidim Olav Mnech Shibusoi Lemoichay Beminyan, because of its Shibus, they're makpid to count it when they sell it. Is beya nami harbe moichen oise beminyan. Many people sell a beya beminyan. They don't sell it stamazoi to take a case without knowing how many eggs there are in the case. Elolamandi yoma eshe dalki demashma esam yuchel lekach she ain oda moiche boimah. There isn't a person that sells it without counting it. Then it's called a davish binyan. Then it doesn't become both mikla meimam. People sell cases without knowing the exact amount. Tilson min kidney is. It's a type of a kidney is. It says a certain, it's a spice. Idoleko kedin klaya kerem shenema pentukdash tukadeish tasiri banom. Yalubachas a messiah. Bechomim say, that these cases are Eile Bachas Masayim and Nisarev Echad Meyem B'Masayim Shal Hetem Yale Echad Meyem V'Yidolix. He takes out one of them V'Ashar Mutorim V'Zeh Shir Bittel Klein V'Olav Echad Masayim. That Rashi says that he has to take out one. The Rashba over here is Chaylikan Rashi. He says the whole Indian of taking out one is not by Trume. By Trume, the Indian is taking out one is, I mean, the one you take out is not the, not, the snapshot that you're gonna find the one that's Klaya Ker. So there's no need to take out one. It's bottle. I mean, you say Mechan Bittel over here. You say Mechan Bittel that becomes bottle. So Gabidisi Yasemech Abitl. He says, this was only said by Trume. By Trume, besides, let's say, the Trume becomes bottle, Echad B'Mosayim. So that's Gabidisi Trume. But there's a Shail of Gezel Ashevet also. That means, yeah, that's true, it becomes bottle. You're allowed to eat everything. But there's a Gezel Ashevet. The Kain is losing Mominus over here. You're eating Mominus Ashevet also. So by Trumah, the halacha is, I'll kapon and take out one and give it to the Kohen. There shouldn't be a gezel ashevet. But samazay, to burn one, the Rashba says, there's no Indian of burning one. Shahoya Rameya Reimer, Shahoya Rameya Reimer Kleimer, Lahochi Omar Rameya Kulam Yudaleku, The last little bit, Shoyer Amei Oime, Hoil V'Dalkeli Monois, Ein B'Teilem. So there's a Shivis, it doesn't become bottle. U'Mekachin Leser Kol Amis Arvin Behem. So everything that became Ma'urev, it becomes also Misofik. V'Chachomim Oimrim Kol Perish Ba'Oilem B'Teilem. All Perish Ba'Oilem, Yor Dalkeli Monois, Dalkeli Monois, Chutz Mishisha Dvorim Halolo, המנויים כאן שהם חשובים מאוד. פרח ובדון וכיינסיים. כולכי כולכי כחובים גדולים עם אלן שלהם. וכרוב של היצי ישראל היה גודל כאילון. It was as large as a tree. כדם רינים בקסוביס. ראי לו על אול האישן שהם מן אילון ואולו נרגס בן. וקאצ' נעשה רבים משום אולו. וראי לכלי הקרם כגן חילפי תרדים וכולכי קרו וכיקשן מן אילם וקאצ' נרבים ויש לכלי הקרם. So if you ask a dark ilumon a shnini b'milsi the rabbi or nichlab shemem ben lo ki shikuluk me lo b'rais at the lord of Tony Bailey but lo ki rabbi so it says going according to rabbi But according to Rabbi Yochanan and Aphila according to Rabbi Meir, Davke Eshe Darki Limonis is not bottle. And the Beye is Davke Koshe Darki Limonis. So the Kashi is, why doesn't the Beye become bottle if it's speaking about a Beye Treife? Zog Teisvis, Ba'acheirais, Ba'acheirais. So what is the case of Acheirais, Ba'acheirais? So Lacheire means as follows. It means that, let's say this Chabila Itilson fell in, which is Klaya Keren, fell in a Taruvis. And then from this Taruvis, I took one, and that fell into a second Taruvis. And Rameya says, it doesn't become bottle. It doesn't become bottle. Tema. The imkain oiser svek sveike. So it comes out, he answers a svek sveike. Now let us explain this for 1 minute. Why is this a svek sveike? That means you have this chavile tilson fell this taruvis aleph and taruvis beis. So chavile tilson fell in taruvis aleph. Fine. Let's say it fell into 200. But it's not bottle, it's a bottle, it's not bottle. Fine. Now, we'll take one chavila from Taruvis Aleph, and well, that'll fall in, that fell into Taruvis Beis. So now I want to eat Taruvis Beis. I want to take one out of Taruvis Beis. So I can say as follows. First of all, could be the one I'm taking out didn't fall in now. This was here from before. So then I'll say, Afilu, this is the one that fell in. Who says the one that fell in is also? Could be the Issa remained in Taruvis Aleph. So I have a Svek Sveike. So I have a Svek Sveike. So Taisvah says, if you have a Svek Sveike to be matter, then Kain Oysa Svek Sveike. So it comes out this Baraisa Asas a Svek Sveike. But Taruvis, the Gemara says in Zvochim, the Kometame Ashmur, the Gemara asks Ashmur, Mi Ike the Osa Svek Sveike be Surayano? Is there someone with Asas a Svek Sveike? If I get Shmuel, want to Asas a Svek Sveike. Then the more found, Rabbi Yehuda Asas by Avodah Zarah. Amai le poshet le mehochi. So what's the problem? Here you see, we Asas. Dosrinen. Afal gav deike Svek Sveike. So Tosis has a problem. If we're goyres, acheres, bacheres. So the Barais is telling us that even though there's a Svek Sveike, it's still Asas. And it seems there's no such often a baraisa. By Yisurin Yano, there's no baraisa whatsoever. The Gemara only found in Tzvachim, by the Zohar, Rabbi Yehuda Asad Svek Sveike. Yeah. So why didn't the Gemara bring our baraisa? Bishloi mahel ahidu le'el da'omar usveika asura. Vaktaisis, why am I asking Bavke from this Mishnah? This is a Mishnah. Why am I not asking from before? Before we also have the same problem. Before it said the Suffolk Beya is also, and then it says if it fell into Aleph, it's also also. So then you also have a Svek Sveike. You have a Svek Sveike, I'll take out an egg from the Aleph. So who says Bechlal, this is the one that fell in? Nafila fell in, who says it's also? It's also a Svek Sveike. Avogav, Yebishlam Idalel Dama Sveika Sure. Nis arva belof kulna sureis nuchala porish ke de pirish rabbeinu tam. Did Rabbeinu Tam Taka said Nis Arva Be'elav Ha'Iser Atzmeikoi? Did Rabbeinu Tam said that the Barais is telling us the different halachas? First it says Sveike is also. That's one halacha. Then it says, now that we'll finish about Sofi. Then it says, if Nis Arva Be'elav Kulan Asus, it's speaking about Avadai, Be'yish Alisa. So Memela, so the Rabbeinu Tam said, but it's not speaking about that as Sofik fell in. Because a Sofik that fell in would be a Sfek Sveike. Now, Gav Urche, before we go further, there's a Meiridika Machloikis between the Rashbe and the Rabbeinu Tam and this Halacha. And Tam considered this a Sfek Sveike. The Rashbe says, a Sofik Echad Beguf, the Echad Betaruvis does not have a din of a Sfek Sveike, and let us explain this. So the Rashbe says as follows, that Bishloime, if you have two Taruvis, like the second case of the Baraisa, you have Taruvis Aleph and Taruvis Beis. Now, I want to take out something from Taruvis Beis. So I want to eat it. So I have a Meirdik Svek Svek. Maybe this is from Taruvis Beis. This is not the thing that fell into Taruvis Beis. And I feel it's from Taruvis Aleph, but who says it's the Isser? Taruvis Aleph is Isser and that. Who said it? So this is a legitimate Svek Svek. Because, yeah, this is a legitimate Svek Svek, because Taruvis Aleph is also a Sofik. So Memela, so this is a Svek Svek. Masha'en came, the Rashba asks on the Rabbeinu Tam as follows. The Beya was Noilet. It was a Sofik. It was Sofik Chol, Sofik Yontif, or Sofik Treif, or whatever the case is. We came and asked the Rav the Shaila, is this Beya Mutter or Osa? So they paskin Sveika or Sura. So they paskin that the Baraisa said, it's Osa. So it's also now. So this Sofik is an Oiske Paskin to Sofik. Now it fell into a Taruvis. Now I'll take out one egg from the Taruvis. He says, you only have one Sofik. Maybe this is not that egg. If it is this egg, it's a Sofik. This Sofik was Oiske Paskin already. This Sofik Beyer, the Sofik Treif, or whatever the Sofik is, this Sofik was Oiske Paskin. It says Sveika Asure. So don't tell me, you know it's a Sofik, but there's a Psak on this Sofik. This Sofik is Oiske Paskin to Israel. So if you know, if this is the egg that fell in, it's also. That's the din. Sveika is also. Sofik Echad Beguf, Echad Betaruvis, if you have an Oiske Paskin to Sofik on the Guf of Israel, so you can't make a Svek Sveika now. That is what the Rashba Tain is under Rabbeinu Tam. So we have here a machlokes Rabbeinu Tam al Nitzoy. Rabbeinu Tam seems to hold, since it's back at Oiske Paskin, please, but since it's not Badai also, so we can still be mitzarif to make a Svek Svek. But the Rashba holds, you can, this doesn't become a Svek Svek. Yeah. Inami. So that's one way to fa'emfer why before, from the Baraisa before, there's no cash on the Gemara's Vochim. Inami hodala el Baraisa. The Gemara before is a Baraisa, that it says that what? That it's also, umay ume da hach Baraisa, da hoche me hach Baraisa dosam. The Gemara said a Baraisa that Svek Sveike. So the Gemara brought another Baraisa that Svek Sveike is also. So the mean the Gemara is the Kashmi, Ike, the also Svek Sveike. Later, eventually the Gemara finds a Baraisa. So you have another Baraisa. So that's not Gefeller. But Avo, mi Mishne Kashe. But here, Lamaisa, we have an offer in the Mishne that a Svek Sveike is also. So why didn't the Gemara bring this Mishnah? Al kain loigoris Rabbeinu Tam v'acheres v'acheres. So therefore, because of this kasha, so the few words in this Mishnah were erased from the Rabbeinu Tam, because the v'akert v'acheres v'acheres would be muta because it's a svek svek. When Yitzchak Barabor choyim at the goris leishapev, ochi perushet, shenis'arev gam ho'isa. That means the first taruvis in its entirety became this arev in the second taruvis. So there's no svek sveike. So it's only one sofik. Is this the iser or is this the iser? It's not the iser. Vachibushin is arev gam ha iser. Sal kedaitach, I mean, what's that a svek svek? Shemuto hoil viiki kein trei rubi, this kein trei rubi. Ask me the Pnei Yeshua says, what's the mile of kein trei rubi? Because the first roi, even though it's not bottle, it's only midarabono. So here's a din now of an isa darabono. Now if I want a second roi, so it's like an isa darabono in a roi. Kamash melon, that it is also awesome, but this is not svek svek. That means, that the whole first taruvis fell into the second taruvis. So there's one kasha. Is this asar or mutar? Is this the iser? Is it the heter? Vayitir etzarav Rav Yitzchak the goris leishapi. That after became the motz lemifshit mehoche, the kimlon called davo sheyesh lechashivis ain a bottle ella betreirubi. The Gemara held over there. So the Maram explains Taisvis that the Rabbi Yitzchak said like this, that now the Gemara nem don for Dova Poshe that Svek Sveike is mutter. That is dafke if the Issa fell into one roiv, and from that roiv it fell into one fell into another roiv. That is a svek sveke which the Gemara held has to be mutter. But over here, nisare vacheres, 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 we could learn over here that the first taruvis was shove b'shove. It means if you had one chavila of tilson, so that became Nisare with another Chavila of Tilson. So the first Taruvis is not a Taruvis of Roy. It's a Taruvis of Shove. And then one of these fell into a Taruvis, let's say, of Masayim. So here the Gemara understood that it doesn't become bottled.
The Kasha we had asked the beginning of the Shir, according to the Rashban Marshom, that the Baraisa is speaking about the Beyesh and Nil, the Beyond Tabacha Shabbos, so it asks, what is the case of Sufik? Sufik Yontev, Sufik Chol. It means it's L'chayre, it was either born on Sunday, then it's also in Atayra Al-Tzachone. Yes, or it's born on Shabbos. If it's born on Shabbos, so then it's also also on Sunday. So why does the Gemara says later on Daf Dalet that Neudo b'Shabbos Asura b'Yontev, you hold the time of Achone. So I saw the Simchas Yontev asks the Kasha, and the Simchas Yontev says, they're speaking about that there were two eggs. There was an egg that was born of Erev Shabbos. It was an egg that was Neuled Sunday. And now we had these two eggs, and now one egg is missing. So we don't know, is this a Sunday egg, which also mina teire, or is it a Friday egg, which is mutalagamri? So the Gemara says it's also a tzavik deraisa lechumrah.